kids club meets at 6 o'clock, and they have been working on this some songs for this service. And so I'm going to turn it over to Mrs. Barbara Woodleaf and to Miss Kayla and to all of our kids. They're coming at this time.
It must have been sometime about close to midnight. A big old guy was knocking at my door. He said his wife was about to have a baby, and she just couldn't travel anymore. I said the rooms had all been rented out, but you find shelter out there in the barn. They could throw some blankets round the stable. At least you would be dry and safe from harm.
Come and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. The strangers camping out there have a baby in their arms. Come and see what's happening in the barn.
Sometime before dawn I was awakened. A big old light was flooding through the window pane. A star as bright as moonlight was a-shining, and pretty music I could not explain. And so I ran downstairs to have a look around, and I'll tell you, I could not believe my eyes. A crowd had gathered all around the manger, and they were talking about God's big surprise.
What's happening in the barn?
Huddled by the stone fence gate, and then the sky just seemed to open wide with light and sound that they could hardly bear. And and what they thought were angels sang in chorus. They'd find the new Messiah over there.
Go and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. The strangers camping out there have a baby in their arms. Go and see what's happening in the barn. Go and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. The strangers camping out there have a baby in their arms. Go and see what's happening in the barn. Go and see what's happening in the barn.
Come and see.
Well, that was fantastic, wasn't it? Thank you, kids. An outstanding job tonight. I realized when I sat back down that I really aged myself a little bit. I didn't know Sister Woodleaf. I didn't know Sister Carter when she was Sister Woodleaf. And I called her Barbara Woodleaf. That's her maiden name. And My 4-year-old daughter at lunch today gave me a little lesson, and she said, "Daddy, did you know that when you get married, that a girl takes a boy's name, but when a boy gets married, he keeps his name. And I forgot already tonight. So I'm sorry, Tim. Anyway, that was Sister Barbara Carter and Caleb Woodleaf. And by the way, both my kids, my two older ones are in Kids Club, and they love it. And we are blessed to have a wonderful kids ministry here. And I'm so grateful for that. They do an outstanding job. So thank you for all your work all year long, Mrs. Carter. I might hear about that for a while. I'm sorry. But Bobby's back there going, yeah, right on. He's Barbara Woodleaf. So we're going to sing again. Pastor Jeff's going to come lead us another song.
This is another Christmas favorite. I like Christmas favorites. It's O Come All Ye Faithful. So can we stand once again tonight and let's sing this together. Joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Sing that chorus again. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Amen. You may be seated tonight.
I want to introduce to you our Patch the Pirate Kids. They are directed throughout the year on Wednesday nights by Trey and Abby Dodsworth. And Trey and Abby are already traveling for Christmas. They went out Kansas area to be with Trey's family. But helping us tonight leading is Kayla Woodleaf. And so I'm going to turn it over to our Patch the Pirate young people at this time. Thank you, young people. That was outstanding. Thank you so much. And the focus on Pastor Pirate actually is choir music, and they're doing an absolute terrific job. Thank you so much, Kayla, for leading them tonight. And by the way, Trey Dodsworth, if you know him, he makes a really good pirate, too. He dresses up, and he looks like the real deal. So this time, I'm going to invite the ushers to come, if they would. We're going to pass the plates tonight for an offering. Just want to make mention that, in case you didn't know this, Wednesday is Christmas. And so if you haven't started shopping yet, you might want to get on that soon. There will be no services here on Wednesday due to Christmas Day. Next Sunday, there'll be morning service at 10:30, evening service at 6 o'clock. And then the following Wednesday on January 1st, New Year's Day, there won't be any activities here on that day as well. So I just want you to be aware of the upcoming service schedule. So ushers, if you would, go ahead and pass the plates.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, who mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child, Jesus, oh, Jesus, so lonely, meek and mild, new life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. He was heralded by an angel, born in a lowly manger. The Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. Well, three wise men came from afar. They were guided by a shining star to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger filled with hay. At Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child, Jesus, oh, Jesus, so lonely, meek and mild, new life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn.
To the newborn King.
The three Heath brothers. That was outstanding. And we're blessed to, this is their church home, the three Heath brothers. They're traveling all around. God's opening up so many doors for them, and great job. If they just had a bass singer, I'm telling you, they could go to the top. But outstanding job tonight. I'm going to invite the choir to come at this time, the church choir. We've been working on some selections out of a book called The Heart of Christmas, done by Mike Speck. And this basically tells about some of the choices of people in the Christmas story, some of the choices that they made, and that's kind of what some of these songs really are centered around, that whole idea of choosing. And so I want to present that to you tonight. And I just spotted Susie Kratz is here tonight. It's a joy to have you here tonight, Sister Susie. We've been praying for her. That warms my heart to see you in your rightful spot over there, and thank God for that. But trust that the Lord will just help us tonight as we present to you the heart of Christmas.
Christmas was faced with choices, beginning with God.
For God himself chose the perfect moment in time and the precise location for the birth of the Savior. He chose a common teenage girl to be the mother of his son. I wonder how many of us have ever pondered or considered the dilemma of this young Jewish girl named Mary. The one whom God had chosen. She was engaged and waiting for her wedding day when an angel appeared to announce that God had selected her to bear his son.
Although God had chosen Mary, would she submit to the will of her Lord? You see, God would never force Mary to do something contrary to her will. For God gave mankind from the beginning of time, the freedom of choice. Would she choose to obey God, or would she run away?
Would she tell Joseph, her fiancé, of her glorious blessing, or would she hide in shame?
What would her parents think? What would her friends think? Surely she realized the consequences, yet she still chose to surrender to the Lord's marvelous plan for her life. Your word was Mary's choice. Who
before me seems so great. Lord, I don't know why you would choose me, but I will trust you and obey. I will be your servant, body, mind, and soul. Yielded to you, Father, I give you full control. It is my desire to see your word fulfill. I will be your servant, Lord. I choose to do your will.
The Lord does all things well. And what he does perfectly and completely. Just as God chose Mary, he had also chosen Joseph to be the earthly father to his heavenly son.
Now Joseph was a just man, and after hearing of a coming child, not wanting to disgrace Mary, he decided to secretly break the engagement. But God intervened and sent the angel of the Lord to Joseph in a dream and told him the child that Mary was conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. Joseph pushed back his fear and chose to obey the voice of God and took Mary as his wife.
My trembling heart has many questions. Lord, I don't really understand. But you assured me of your presence, and I surrender to your plan. I will be your servant, body, mind, and soul. Yielded to you, Father, I give you full control. To see your word fulfilled. I will be your servant, Lord. I choose to do your will.
Come to Bethlehem.
highest, peace on earth, the goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest. Son of earth, the goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest glory. Save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory.
Disregard God's invitation. The love that came gently that night in Bethlehem changed the world forever. This one who was prophesied by the ancients, proclaimed by the angels, praised by the shepherds, and pursued by wise men, he is Savior, Redeemer, Lord, and King.
You see, the heart of Christmas is Jesus, God's gift, the greatest gift of all time, for it is the gift of eternal life. God reached down from heaven to love and to redeem mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we would not perish but have everlasting life. And God's greatest gift can be yours and it can be mine. But each of us must choose what we will do with the gift God extends to us.
Some say life is just a series of decisions where we make choices. We live and learn. Now I'm standing at a crossroad, and I must choose which way to turn. Down the one road is all the world can offer, with all its power, its wealth and fame. But down the other, just a man with nail scars in his hands. But there is mercy in his eyes, and there is power in his name. I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus without a solitary doubt. I choose Jesus, not for miracles, but for loving me. Not just for Bethlehem, but for Calvary. Not for a day, but for eternity. I choose. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. There's no turning back.
Jesus, no turning back,
no turning back.
just sing that little chorus with me? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. If you choose Jesus tonight, can I just hear you say amen?
Amen.
Praise his name. Bless the Lord. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Pastor Heath, for directing. And this time we're going to hear from our lead pastor. Pastor Heath is going to come and he's going to share with us some words from the scriptures.
I hope tonight that you have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. And if that song doesn't stir your heart to follow Jesus, oh man, you probably need to peel back some layers and ask God to speak to you. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift ever given to humanity. Amen. And the greatest gift that we can give to Jesus is ourselves. Have you ever gotten a gift for Christmas that you remembered for the rest of your life because it was a terrible gift? Think back for just a moment. I mean gifts that are much worse than a lump of coal, you know? Like that 12 pair of socks that you don't really need but someone decided to give you, or the picture frame someone gave you that had no family picture in it, just some person you didn't know smiling in Walmart or something like that. Or I don't know, a number of years ago, they were giving away really high-priced items called pet rocks. Did anybody get a pet rock for Christmas at any point? Or was that just something you took to the gift exchange if you didn't want to spend any money? When you get a gift that you're not expecting and that is in that category of terrible gifts, You open it with much anticipation. You grab that wrapping paper, you rip it off, you take that box and you rip it open, and you're expecting something really glamorous and nice, and instead, you have to really watch your countenance because the people who gave you that gift are watching you open it, and they think it's the greatest thing, and it's not. And you want to look grateful. You want to say something like, wow, This is certainly a gift. Or you might want to say, you know, I've always wanted one of these. Could you tell me what it is? Or maybe you would say something like, wow, that has an interesting color to it. Or my all-time favorite is you would say something to the effect, you shouldn't have. I mean, really, you shouldn't have bought that for me. I'll tell a little story on myself. The worst gift that I ever gave my wife for Christmas happened the first Christmas after we were married. And I am naive and, you know, I have a lot to learn. I have a lot of life to live. And I'm embarrassed about it. But I got my wife a tool set for Christmas. And you're laughing, but I honestly thought I was doing the right thing. I mean, I had a tool set that I used. Why wouldn't I get one for her so she could have one for her to use? It'd be great. And you should have seen her open it. She was very kind, and she really didn't say a whole lot either way for a while. But eventually, it worked its way into the conversation that tool sets weren't necessarily the gift that ladies and wives really desire. The tool set never made its way on her Christmas list, not one time in her entire life. But it was a really cool tool set. It was one of those things that opens up, and on one side you have like a hammer and pliers, and it all fits in this little case, and on the other side was a bunch of screwdrivers and all that kind of stuff, and it all folds together, and it's almost like a little suitcase, and you can carry it on trips with you. I thought it was great. And it was pink. It was pink. So I swallowed that marketing ploy, hook, line, and sinker. I can see them in some boardroom somewhere saying, how can we sell more tools? And somebody raised their hand. I know. Let's just color them pink and then we can sell them to all the ladies too. Well, I fell for that. And since then, my wife has never forgotten it. And occasionally, she reminds me of it so that I don't forget it either. But that was not a very good gift. And you probably have stories like that as well. But I don't want to tell you a story about a young lady who received a gift. Her name is Anissa. And in 1988, she was 16 years old, had been struggling physically, went to the doctor, and was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. It was devastating to her, just as a teenager. It was devastating to her parents. She had a younger brother, and their family was just floored by this news. To complicate everything, as she began to undergo radiation treatment and chemotherapy, the doctors came to this conclusion, unless she receives a bone marrow transplant, she's going to die just in her teenage years. Well, they began to search for a donor. Both mom and dad submitted to the test, and neither one were a good match. The brother, her younger brother, submitted to the test, and he wasn't a good match. In fact, they were disheartened because no one that they knew, no one that the doctors were aware of, nobody was a good match to donate bone marrow to this young lady who is struggling from this cancer. Her parents, good people, they were both in their 40s, early 40s, and they did something that I don't know, unless you and I are in that situation, I don't know if we would have done it, or I don't know how we would even feel about it. But they were talking together, and they decided this. They said, what if we tried to have another child? And what if that child, if we were blessed to have another child, what if that child would be a match? The odds were favorable. It's worth a try. So this husband and wife, in the desperation of having a 16-year-old girl diagnosed with leukemia, they became pregnant. She became pregnant. And they brought forth a little girl. And she was a healthy child. And not only was she healthy, but when she got a little bit older, they did the test on her and they found out, sure enough, she was a match. And so when this little tiny girl, her name was Marisa, so Anissa was the older girl, Marisa was her young tiny baby sister. When Marisa was about 14 months old, the doctors went into her, harvested that bone marrow, and implanted it into Anissa, and it saved her life. Don't you like good endings to good to stories? The end result was Anissa lived, became healthy, lived into adulthood, and Marisa did as well. Someone asked Marisa, after she came of age, they asked her what she thought about this whole process. And here's what she said, quote, she said, without me being a perfect match for my sister, she wouldn't be here. Marisa was born to be a donor for her older sister to take care of the cancer in her life. You know this, but at Christmas time, the reason we celebrate is because Jesus Christ was born to take care of the cancer of sin in our lives. Marisa was born to be a bone marrow donor. Jesus Christ was born to die for your sins and for mine. Luke chapter 19 verse 10 tells us that the Son of Man came to this world to seek and to save that which was lost. That's you and that's me. And we are standing at a crossroads at some point in our lives, and one road leads to heartache and pain and devastation, and the other road leads to a life of peace and joy through the power of the grace of God. Mark chapter 10 is a verse I also want to leave you with tonight. Mark chapter 10, verse 45, it may be familiar to some of you. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. He came to give his life as a gift for you and for me. Tonight, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have not received the gift of salvation, you can. I want you to listen to the words of this next song. Listen to this message and realize that not only is Jesus giving a gift to us, but we have the opportunity to give the gift of ourselves to Him.
What I have to give to you cannot be bought or sold. It can't be wrapped up in a box or tied with strings of gold. It is imperfect, and you'll see it isn't even new. But Jesus, it's the only treasure I can give to you.
Me, my gift is me. All I am and all I'll ever be. I'm not ashamed for the world to see that it's me. Is me.
Jesus, you're the greatest gift the world will ever know. Coming down from heaven just to live your love below. For all that you have done for me, the least that I can do is give all that I know of me to all I know of you.
Me, my gift is me. All I am and all I'll ever be. Not ashamed for the world to see that it's me. My gift is me. Of all the gifts man could give, it's nice to know that I can give his favorite gift,
the one that thrills him so.
Me, my gift is me. All I am and all I'll ever be. to see that it's me. My gift is me.
That it's me.
My gift is me.
Would you bow your heads as we pray together? Dear Lord, we have enjoyed a lot of wonderful music tonight. We've sensed your presence. We've celebrated this time of the year. We've recognized once again that you are the greatest gift ever given to mankind. It's amazing that sometimes we walk away from that gift. We don't unwrap it. We don't discover the joy of being a child of God. Lord, I pray if there's someone here tonight that has never experienced the joy of knowing you as the greatest gift, the grace that you give, the peace that you give, the mercy and the love that you give, Lord, may tonight be the night they surrender their life to you. May they confess their sins to you and accept your forgiveness in their life, and may they make you the Lord of their life. Lord, we thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for this beautiful Christmas season. And may your name be on the tip of our tongue and on the expression of our heart throughout this Christmas season, we pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Pastor Mike.
You should have received a candle on your way in. And what we're going to do now is we're going to get those lit, and we're going to sing a closing song together. But what I'd like us to do, I'd like us to gather around in a circle all the way around the sanctuary tonight. Now, if you're not able to stand for physical reasons, that's okay. You can remain in your seat. It's no problem. But if you would, just start forming a circle. Can we do that? And we're going to stand around in a circle tonight. If we need to utilize the center aisle, we can do that too. But take your candles, and I'll need some to come up here and to get your candle lit from right here. And we're going to pass on the fire, if you will, and pass it around just from one to the next. Sure, you can light your candle right there. We're going to sing the song Silent Night. In closing, I don't know if you're familiar with the story behind this song, but in the year 1818, the church organ broke, and it was a catastrophe because they were going to have a Christmas Eve service, and there was no organ, and they were stressing about that. And Franz Gruber wrote the melody to this song. Him and Joseph Moore worked together, and the first time this song was sung, it was sung to guitar. And so I asked Kayla if she'd play along with guitar tonight. And we'll just keep on passing the light along. We'll get everybody's candle lit. There's space for everybody. All right. Just keep on sharing that fire all the way around. Get everybody's candle lit. Would you join me? Let's sing together. You can continue to pass the light along, but
silent night, holy light, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin sleep again.
This one a cappella.
Beautiful, isn't it? Amen. Before you leave tonight, I want to do one more thing in just a moment. But as you leave, just a couple of announcements. I'm going to give Pastor Mike and Pastor Jeff a chance to get back there. We want to greet you. We want to give you a candy bag. We also have a pastoral kind of a card to give you. In fact, we took a pastoral picture just the other day, and we think it will brighten your Christmas season. And we're hoping that you don't use it as a dartboard or anything like that. Oh, is that picture up there? Not that one. Okay. That is really terrible. We have a different one to give you tonight. But anyway, it's been a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful Christmas season. One more thing I want you to do, and I want to do it all together. I want us, when I say go, I want us to blow our candles out. And if we don't choke from all the smoke, I want to just stop for a moment and see what it's like when it's pretty dark. Would you do that? On your mark, get set, go. So as you leave, may we all go into our homes, our places of business, our family, friends, and may we be the light of the world and show him to everyone around us. Thank you for coming. We love you and God bless you. You are dismissed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.